fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 24th day of September, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. A quick reminder, we're going to be going to real video beginning the 1st of October only. There's a possibility we may continue the YouTube postings. It's being discussed right now. I'm already posting on real video, real.video. It's a great platform Mike Adams put together. I want to encourage you to check that out. Proper tip of the day. It's been a while since I mentioned this one, but it's very important. Get all your dental work caught up. Get all your dental work taken care of. It's not optional. An abscess tooth can, in fact, kill you, quite frankly. This is no small thing. So that's your proper tip of the day, to get all your dental work taken care of. This is Firearms Monday. We have Jimmy Gensling with us on Mondays. And he's the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website's deserteagleshooters.com. And we talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, legislation, optics, ammunition, training. If you've got a question or comments, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. And, boy, fall, I think, is here in southeast New Mexico.
It's here in south central Missouri, too, finally. Very mild, beautiful early fall weather, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Woke up this morning at 4 and come in here and sit down, and the thermometer said 50 degrees. And opened the door to let the cats out, and they took one step, stopped for a second, looked back and goes, wait a minute, what's this? They're used to warm mornings. But... it is. It's that time of year again where our thoughts start falling to the hunting seasons. Farmers and everything are looking for, it's getting about that time to start butchering hogs. So it's the time of year of harvesting and putting away our produce and everything from the summer. So our tip of the firearm tip of the week is going to fall into that. And that is, since that we not all of us, but a large number of the listeners participate in deer hunting and bird hunting, turkey hunting for the Thanksgiving holidays coming up. The thought for today is this. Look at food preservation. Now, you've covered this one several times, but thinking of it in the game aspect, ladies and gentlemen, if we do have a grid-down situation, the chance of having electricity is going to be slim to none. Or if it is there, it's going to be limited. Now, our forefathers preserved meat. Indians preserved meat. There's many ways. There's dehydrating it. There's corning it, which has absolutely nothing to do with vegetable called corn. It has everything to do with salt, and also known as brining in some aspects. So the firearms tip of the week is if you're going to harvest from the field, deer, elk, whatever, look at how you're going to preserve it, because guaranteed you're not going to eat a deer in 1 week or an elk. So, and I know you've got a lot of tips on that on your webpage, and I know that Tim has got, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have Tim's survival library on the thumb drive, you really seriously need to get that, because what we're talking about a lot of times on this show is covered in one aspect or another in that thumb drive. Food preservation, everything else. There's a couple of the military marksmanship manuals in there, John.
Right. Well, anybody who doesn't find at least 3 dozen books that they really, really like, I'd be shocked. There's more than 1,500 books and publications on that thumb drive, and plenty of space left over to have copies of birth certificates, medical records, insurance papers, marriage license, and so forth, automobile titles, things that I'm sure many people getting out of that flooding from Hurricane Florence wish they had copies of all those, including photographs of insured items that the insurance company won't pay for unless you can demonstrate that you actually own these things. Photographic evidence is a great thing to do that.
Oh, yeah. And guys and gals, most of us are, shall we say, well-aged, you know, like a fine wine or a good cheese. And if you don't know how to scan these documents or get these things into your computer so that you can save them, talk to your kids, maybe your grandkids. Maybe if you've got some super neighbors that have got teenager age children, they will gladly sit down and show you how to do this, because they're teaching the old man something, and just something that needs to be done. With everything that's going on right now, we had a couple of folks come out this weekend and upgraded a couple of traditional sporting rifles, John. We took Remington 700, 731, and also Winchester guns, and we threaded and fitted them for muzzle brakes. And that is something that I have not done in a long time, and there's a few tricks to it that I'm glad we're still stuck back in the gray matter. But I'll be quite honest with you, with this one, we call it the Baby Barrett muzzle brake. It looks just like the muzzle brake that's on the Barrett 50 BMGs. But with what we've been going through and health issues and stuff, heavy recoiling guns have been my bane now for many months. And we put one of those on a 7mm Magnum. And I don't know if you've shot a 7mm Magnum much, John, but the recoil on it is akin to a good old Missouri mule. It will romp.
Well, I don't doubt that. I can't say I ever shot a 7mm mag, but I got a Browning BMG that I've shot, and it's I'm sure excessive. Way past the 7mm Remington, yeah.
Much. But the owner of this gun, after we got done, I did the initial checks and everything to make sure that we had all our proper clearances. There were no other issues to deal with, and put him on it and let him do the final sight in. I bore sighted it after getting all that done. And we got him out on the line there and got him all set up, and he fired two rounds from that and turned around and looked at myself and his friend that had brought him out. And he goes, "I can't believe it." He says, "My 308 kicks more than this."
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "Good. We accomplished something." And that's what we do here at Desert Eagle Shooters, ladies and gentlemen. We try to help our customers through either problems they've got or help them to build the dreams that they want. And to have a customer sit there and rave about having to be able to shoot this, and now that his wife can shoot it because it's less recoil, that really made me feel good, because what have we talked about several times on this show? Your spouse, better half, girlfriend, whatever, boyfriend, whatever you want to call them, has the ability to shoot your firearms with the same competency and accuracy that you do. And hearing him say that about a 7mm mag, really did make me feel good this weekend. And then yesterday, our friend Brian came out. We played with his rifle and his ATN a little bit, and worked on breaking in a couple of other rifles. And ladies and gentlemen, right now is the time that we really kind of need to shift. That might not be the right word to use, but I'm sure I'll get some assistance on it. But we need to shift our thinking slightly, that we maintain the self-defense mode that we should always be in, and always, you know, keep our perspective and observe things that are going around us. But also, we have to shift into, we're coming into winter, food aspects of it. Like I said at the beginning, you know, with the tip, you know, learn about food preservation and keeping your take from the field where you can still use it. But we kind of have to shift between the two, ladies and gentlemen. Thinking about hunting season, if we've got a hunting season coming up, get it planned. One of these shows coming up before it gets late into the season, John, I want to sit there and cover mapping, map reading, planning, and stuff like that for the hunter, for the outdoorsman. And a lot of people know it but have forgotten it. It's time to brush up on using a real good compass instead of depending on a GPS or your phone. All kinds of things can go on out there, ladies and gentlemen. So when you go to the range and you go to sight in the rifles and everything, or check the sight in for them for the upcoming hunting season, don't just fire one or two rounds and say, "Yeah, it's good." Practice from unorthodox positions like we've talked about. We've discussed, you know, shooting prone, shooting half prone, using logs, rocks, stumps, anything to steady your hold. That old movie adage that we get of the hunter standing out there in offhand position and making the perfect shot, it's Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. No one is ever going to look down on you for using anything to steady your shooting position. And I mean, that whole list I went through just a moment ago, rocks, trees. Out here in the Southwest, we're kind of limited on trees. Most people get scared of them because they're big and humpy and they're taller than them. We're more used to brush, things that are 5 or 6 feet high. And hunting in those conditions and everything, you don't have a tree to use. But you can get into a kneeling position and lean against the brush that's there. Now, you're not going to, like, lean it against a wall, but you're going to definitely steady up any small tremors and shakes and stuff like that that you might have. and take your shot. But when you get ready to go out and sight in those rifles or check the sight in, maybe if you put a new optic on there at the beginning of the year and you sighted it in and you haven't played with it since, take that gun and a couple of boxes of ammunition and go out there and learn all of the quirks and everything of that scope, of that new optic on there. Most importantly, after you put about 10 or 15 rounds downrange, check the torque, tightness, if you don't have the fat wrench, but check the tightness of those scope rings and scope bases since you put it on, because I guarantee you, one at least is going to loosen up, and one will lead to two, and two can just throw that whole scope off in any manner that just irritate you to no end. I can't tell you the number of times that we have had a customer come in here with a scope problem, and every bit of it, John, boils down to the scope not being mounted tight.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Tighten down the base, tighten down the rings, and go out on the range, dial it in, and then no more problems. And 90% of the time, well, my friend said he knew what he was doing, you know, put the scope on. Well, he did, and he did a pretty good job of it. He just didn't tell you to go out, shoot it, and then check to make sure it's tight. I don't like belittling anybody's friends, John. You know, all your friends stupid. No, that don't work. Give them a compliment, you know, E for effort. Good job for trying. Save me a little bit of work, whatever. Solve the problem and make them feel good. But it's kind of rambling going on here this morning, ladies and gentlemen, but there is so much this time of year that sportsmen, outdoorsmen, hunters, winter fishermen even, need to think about and need to start planning, because I guarantee you, it's like me waking up this morning, 50 degrees, a little bit chilly. Well, in a month or two, it's going to be waking up and it's going to be down in the 40s here. And then later on, it's going to drop down, going to wake up one morning, it's going to be in the 20s. So we all know how winter sneaks up on us. Let's get all of our equipment and everything checked out, all of our guns checked out, make sure everything is perfect on them. And more importantly than anything else, look at your ammo stores. If you're down to, you know, two, maybe three boxes of ammunition for your hunting rifle, it's time to go down and do some shopping. And I will repeatedly stress John's suggestion, because it's one of the best suggestions on buying ammo that I know of. And giving credit where credit is due, look at the lot numbers on that ammunition when you buy it. If you can't buy a case of all the same lot number, at least look at the lot numbers on the boxes and buy however many boxes you need of ammo that have the same lot number. That is going to ensure consistency. And more than once I've seen it, and I know John has seen it, that people are having a hard time sighting in a rifle because they'll start getting a really good group and things will be looking great, and all of a sudden it'll start shooting a little bit over here, and it's not doing flyers, it's doing several rounds. You look at the boxes laying on the table, and they've mixed two different lots of ammunition. Minor changes, I mean almost non-observable changes in the manufacturing process. But now we've got a break.
Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, Firearms Monday, here at Republic Broadcasting with Jimmy Jisling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at websites DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. And getting on with fall and everything here, another thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any equipment in your hunting gear that requires batteries, If you can't remember when you changed them last, now's the time. But also make absolutely positive that you have backup batteries, at least one set. I prefer two. In the same package, in the same pouch or whatever it is that you carry them in, that you carry at least one set of backup batteries in there. That could be your rangefinder, your GPS, anything like that.
You're missing something very important here, Jimmy. And
yes, sir.
First of all, many deer hunters, they're urban dwellers, that they look forward to that 2 weeks a year to get away from the city, their job, their family, whatever, in deer camp. Don't leave batteries in those devices. If you do, you're going to have a strong possibility of severe damage, if not to destroy the device, whatever it might be. So yes, absolutely have spare batteries. But when it comes to putting the device in storage, remove the batteries first.
Oh yes, yes. And that was actually on my notes here. That was above what I was just talking about. So I'm glad you brought me back to it a little bit. What I do, ladies and gentlemen, on any of my battery powered equipment that's in my gear, is I've got a little. It's actually a heavyweight industrial Ziploc baggie. You'll find them a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen. You'll buy something and they'll have these things in there for a parts bag or something. And once I'm all done with, even out here on the range, when I pull the chronograph down and everything, I disconnect the battery. Now I'm lucky on that one because I can leave the battery in place and not have to worry about it. But on other stuff, like our little handy talkies that we use walking back and forth on the range and stuff, take those batteries out, put them in a Ziploc baggie, and put them in the package with your radio, whatever you carry it in. The alternate batteries, the new batteries, trim the packaging they come in down and leave them in the packaging. Two reasons. One, you've got a manufacturer's date, so you know just how old the batteries are. And B, it gives you an indication of the lifespan of them. And it's just basic common sense, but as we all know, that's kind of taken a hit in the last several years in society. Another aspect for your fall, other than your batteries and stuff, we all carry knives. And myself, personally, I carry three with me at all times. I've got two folders that with the belt clips, but they're not on belts. They're in my pockets. And then, of course, my trusty old Swiss Army knife, which is one of the originals, John. It's not one of the cheap knockoffs. I think I've had this one for about 40 years. And go through those knives, ladies and gentlemen. Check them to see, A, are the rivets that, if they're a pocket knife, if they open and close, check to make sure that the hinges are tight, that in the case of my Swiss Army knife or my old timers or something like that, that the rivets are tight. You can tighten those up yourself, a little ball peen hammer. I stress the word little. And a nice hard surface, a vise that's on a bench or even just a good piece of steel. Snug those rivets up just a little bit, lube the knives, make sure they're nice and clean. And finally, the last step is sit down and get them sharpened. And if you do not really know how to sharpen a knife, please investigate with your friends and stuff and find out who always carries a knife that you can shave with. And ask them to instruct you on how to sharpen a knife. It's a lost art. People don't realize that when you sharpen a knife, to do it properly, you don't have one angle that you're actually sharpening on that knife, but actually a minimum of two. Depending on how big the knife is, like some of the Bowies and some of the big Tonto survival butcher knife combos, that are out there. Some of those actually have three angles. And if you can follow those and sharpen your knife, it will last not only longer, but it will also stay sharp longer because it's not wearing away. So taking your knives out, clean them up, look at them, and the bottom of the hour break.
There we go. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. On Monday, the 24th day of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. Along the lines of firearms, if you would like to own a machine gun or sawed-off shotguns or mortars or rocket launchers, get in touch with me. A fully operational tank, get in touch with me. I'll help you do that. Most of the states, I believe 36 of the 50 states, you can own any of the things I just mentioned. It's kind of a fun hobby if you choose to go that direction. Also, at my website, of course, you'll see the banner for Operation Classified. Less than 2 months from now, I'll be speaking in Dallas, Texas at Operation Classified, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. If you want to stay in a very nice Hilton hotel there where I'll be staying, make your reservations now. It'll be filled up. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner is a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I'm a pretty healthy guy, and I'm pretty active. I was just doing some carpenter work over the weekend, winterizing the house here, installing some insulation, climbing up. I had to put a heavy ladder up and get up on the roof to do some work up there, make some measurements to do some roof repairs. I wake up pain-free in the morning because I use my energy cleaner. You can also check it out. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with them, well, they vary in price depending on what you want. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Everything's right there at my website where you can place your order. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, most people, most civilians that aren't part of the gun culture don't know you can legally own as many machine guns as you like, rocket launchers, grenade launchers, even fully operational tanks. They don't know that, do they, sir? Take your phone off mute, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Yeah,
first time of the week. First time of the week, leaving it on mute. I heard your first, I think that, and the first time I caught it was last week sometime, either Thursday or Friday. And it kind of surprised me because I'm like, oh boy, how many of our listeners are going to go, what did he just say? And it's true. There's the paperwork, the government got their little paper trail that you have to do. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, they are neat to own. I've always wanted to own a tank, but operating costs on them are a little bit on the high side, so I'd settle for a deuce and a half any day of the week. But you can do this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and if you've ever had the desire, you know, drop John a note and just ask him what the process is first. And then once you understand the process, then you can decide if you want to go through and do this. But it can be done, and fairly reasonably. Reasonable, I think, John, is a arbitrary
word. Well, it's a moving target. People's hobbies sometimes include $50,000 boats, $100,000 airplanes, and so forth. You're looking at an expensive hobby, but expensive compared to what? It's all relative. It's all relative.
It's all relative. And but think about it, ladies and gentlemen, or if you've got a friend that talks about it, have them contact him and just see what the process is. We were talking about fall in the first half hour and time to go over gear and check things out. We talked about knives and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know a knife sharpener and no one at your local gun shop knows someone who is a knife sharpener, go to one of your better high-end restaurants and talk to the chef, because I guarantee you they have someone that comes in there on a regular to semi-regular basis and sharpens every knife in the place.
Right.
So that the cooks can do what they do best.
Well, Jimmy, almost every hardware store in the United States has a knife sharpening service, either in-house or drop off and pick it up later.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so there's another place, ladies and gentlemen, to check is if you've got a fabric store that they have any kind of classes or tutoring or anything on sewing. If everything else fails, check them. There are resources out there to find someone that can take your knives and put them back into a commercial edge, and a little explanation from the sharpener themselves will tell you how to keep them sharp and just go from there. Another aspect that I wanted to get into, we've talked about the ammo and we've talked about, you know, batteries and knives and other equipment. The next thing I need to talk about, and it's probably the most critical, is if you've got your hunting gear, i.e. your clothes, maybe you've got camouflage overalls or whatever it is that you wear out during hunting season, if it has been sitting in chest of drawers since last year and hasn't been taken out, hasn't been worked with much or anything. It's been sitting there in contact with all these other clothes. I guarantee you, if you put those on and go outside and try to go hunting, the animals, the wildlife, is going to smell every drop of Gaine or fabric laundry detergent, whatever. All this beautiful scented stuff that we have right now is great for the wives and daughters because it makes everything smell so nice. In the field, it alerts every animal for miles around that there is a city slicker out there. Now, you may be the biggest outdoor guy in the world, spent your life like I have, you know, hunting, fishing, trapping, and everything else. And I don't care how much experience you got. You step out wearing something like that and smelling like that, they're all the animals are going to think that you're some kind of newbie. So how do we get around this? There's two ways that I deal with it. And both of them seem to work quite well. Coyotes, foxes never seem to alert that, you know, if I'm wearing anything like this. Take your clothes that you use for hunting. Go ahead and launder them like normal. Now, once you're done with the laundry process and they're all clean and everything, instead of the rinse cycle being the normal rinse cycle, shut it off when it gets to that point and take them outside. Have a large tub, plastic swimming pool, I don't care. Whatever it is, it's big enough that you can put these in there that they're not going to be really cramped. And if you happen to have a old Ringer washing machine, that's even better. But you put the clothes in there, and you dump 1 4-gallon container of very warm water on them. And then when you're getting ready to mix or to get the next bucket, because you'll judge about how much you need to cover this stuff, take and add a small box of baking soda to the bucket and fill it half, three quarters, whatever you've got to do to cover the clothing, and make this one hot water. And as it's filling, stir it so that baking soda will sit there and dissolve into that water. Now, when you pour this one into your container that's got your clothes in it and everything, we're not doing this to clean the clothes. That's already been done in the washing machine. Now we're out here to this step of it. And by stirring those clothes all into that mixture, and I mean really stirring it, let it sit back and tend for a few hours or up till you're almost bedtime and do it again. Get up in the morning and let little feline out and see how they do around those clothes and everything. If those clothes, once you get them all dried, and I recommend hanging them outside, ladies and gentlemen, don't put them in the dryer, but hang them outside. And you don't have to have a clothesline. You can make a makeshift clothesline rather rapidly. 550 cord comes in great for that. But once you have that done, and I found this to be an interesting test that a friend of mine told me about years ago, and if you've got cats, it works great. But once you have those clothes washed and everything, shake them out and bring them in the house. And if just whip the legs around the cat's nose and everything, ladies and gentlemen, if the cat takes an interest in it, there is a scent on it. If the cat looks at it like, why are you sticking this in my face? Get it out of my way. More than likely, you've got all the scent out of it. And I'd never heard about that until it was explained to me. And John, have you ever heard of using your pets to detect smells or anything on clothing or anything?
Well, I haven't heard of it on one hand. On the other, I could see where there's some viability to that. If you are really tuned into the animal and how it reacts in different situations.
Mm-hmm. But I did try that just with some clothes out of the laundry over the weekend. These had not been defunct, ladies and gentlemen, or descented. These were just normal clothes. And Magellan, my little black and white one, was watching me help Teresa take stuff out of the laundry. And I sat and hung a shirt sleeve down by her. And she did everything in the world to avoid that. And she wasn't avoiding it with her body to keep me from touching her with it. She was avoiding it to keep from getting that thing in her nose and smelling
right,
that.
Right, right. So, we got a caller and holder. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good. Good morning, Rick.
Well, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, John. I just wanted to make a brief comment about ammunition. I'm really just reiterating what you two guys said, but I have a side story. The guy I work with every day, my wife's youngest brother, so is my brother-in-law, is and has been on and off for this year the champion, the 22 target champion and the silhouette champion at the St. Louis Bench Rest Rifle Club. When this kid was young, I taught him to shoot, but what he's done is he's taken it, to a whole other level, without much help from me at all. But what I want to say about what's going on with these guys is they are, you cannot believe the, discussions that they have regarding, ammunition, how important it is, to them. And while they may share ideas about ammunition, each one of these 22s typically will appreciate a different brand of ammunition. And the only way you can really figure it out is, and they're buying match-grade ammunition. One thing that you're going to find out very quickly is that the ammunition is far more unpredictable than your skill lack thereof. You can be shooting well, and if you don't have the ammunition that is equal to or better than your gun and your skill, you'll never know it because the bullets won't go in the same place. So, and most people probably don't really get that. But so what they do is they'll buy maybe a half a dozen different boxes, and then of course lots come into it. If they find an ammunition, they will test their rifle with everything, see which one works the best, see which lot number works the best, and then they'll peruse the internet and see if they can find more of that same lot number. And that's how critical this is to these guys.
Well, that's you're bringing up a point that I thought about it for years, but the only one that ever brought it up on the show and really put it in the forefront of my attention was John on checking the lot numbers. And,
right.
That's John's forte on that, and I'll let him pick it.
Well, I think we've covered that pretty thoroughly.
The
men and I guess there's women. I've never known a woman who gets involved in that level of marksmanship. But with center fire, I know there's a lot of women involved with 22s. But
sure.
At that level of marksmanship, every little detail is carefully evaluated.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times these matches are decided by a single point. So they're very rare. But, I'm just saying ammo makes a much greater difference than you think that it does. It's humorous to be with this guy when he gets a phone call from somebody saying they found Ely or one of these 750 boxes with this lot number, and then he's like, it's like Christmas for this guy, and it's funny. It really is. It's a giggle. Well, anyway, thanks, guys. I like the show. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call number's 800-313-9443. Yeah, there's lots to this. I was reading about how some of these liberals, Antifa people, are arming themselves. There was a video done, and they had some pretty professional coaching, I could tell. But the concept of liberals having firearms is pretty much a joke, in my opinion. Their lack of knowledge is overwhelming, which is a good thing. I just assume that if they do want to arm themselves to cause harm to innocent people, that they have almost no knowledge. That would be what I would prefer.
Oh, yeah. And there's a couple of videos that came out, I guess about 3 or 4 months ago, that showed these people training. And it was hilarious.
It is.
Here's another break.
Here's our break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
All right, we are back, listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 24th September. This is Firearms Monday. That's what it is. If you got a question or comment, anything regarding firearms, the gun culture, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. We've been talking about fall and going through and getting things set up now for the hunting season come up. But ladies and gentlemen, it's always a great thought and concept to keep a go bag in your vehicle. And some of them call it a get home bag, because normally you've got it in there going back and forth to work and things like that. There are several models of handguns that are efficient and accurate and reasonably priced that could be, and I would recommend investigating it further on your own, but they work great in a go bag. They store in there and a couple of boxes of ammunition, and you're ready to go. If something happens, there is an EMP, solar flare, whatever, and all the vehicles break down, and you've got to get home, and it's 20 miles, you know, or 15 miles, I guarantee you, having that backpack and knowing that the gun is there, that's just an option you don't have to worry about. Getting back, you know, talking about the... on the belts and everything, on your everyday carry stuff. Talk about the knives that I carry. And see, you can use a small pouch. Most guys have got enough pocket room. Years ago, because of my back injury and everything, I moved my wallet from my back pocket to my pants leg cargo pocket. And that's made a great change in the lumbar, John. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have to look at it as an aspect of when we get out there for hunting this year, is our equipment going to function or is it going to fail? We always want it to function. But if we don't go through, check our guns out, clean them up, lube them, get everything else ready to go on them, then... sit there and get in the routine of cleaning them, you know, once a month, that's just the way it'll work, ladies and gentlemen. Pull your knives out, put a little coat of oil on them, check your electronics bags, look at the batteries that you normally run in it, and see if any of those have started leaking just being out of the unit. So it's kind of a wide gamut this morning, ladies and gentlemen, but it's all important small details that we have to cover just in order to maintain a semblance of readiness. And more of that will come later on. But
absolutely. Here's our top of the hour break, everybody. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.